Well, before I start this morning's message, there's something that I'm going to do which brings great joy to my heart, and that is the dedication of a banner, and in fact the series of banners. So will you all please turn around and look at the four banners on the wall? They are precious. They really and truly are. And one of the things that strikes me is the 3D effect. That, although they are on the wall, it seems as though there's another dimension. But take note, each of them has a road as a centerpiece. And that's basically the theme, and I'm going to be weaving those into the message this morning at a later stage. Please be seated or face this way again, please. So firstly, to say to Jean, where are you? Thank you so much. But it wasn't only Jean. There were a number of other people who were involved in providing the inspiration, the encouragement, and even some of those skills. Because if you look at those banners, wow, there's a lot of work in them. So bless you. And thank you, all of you. So now I'm going to lead us in prayer as we dedicate the banners to the Lord. Lord God, we thank and praise you for all the gifts and talents that you have given your children. And as a church, we thank you for the way you have blessed us with so many gifts, which are used to bless and honor you and to enrich this fellowship. Thank you, Lord, for the creativity and the gift of needlework and other skills that you have given Jean and all the others who have been responsible for creating these banners, and we thank them for their faithfulness in using their gifts. We pray that all who view these banners will be reminded, will reflect upon the many roads in the Bible and their significance, and be mindful of their own journey with you, and of your love and your saving grace. And so we dedicate these banners to you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The title for this morning's message is Journeying with Jesus. Journeying with Jesus. Let me start with a question. Actually, two. Are you journeying with Jesus? Are you on the road with him each and every day of your life? If you look at the scriptures, it's very interesting to see that there is so much movement in terms of peoples right from the beginning to the end of the Bible. People leaving one place on a road, going somewhere else. Constantly people on the move. So many examples of that. But what's important is not just the earthly dimension. It's not just the journey that people are taking. What is God doing within that context, within that journey? Because so many of these journeys are led by God, inspired by God, empowered by God, as he intervenes and impacts people's lives. It's God working out his plans and purposes through humanity. And he works through you and me. That's his heart's desire, is for us to be walking a road with him. So let's look at a couple of examples. If we think about Abraham and Sarah. They started in a place called Ur, and they moved northwards to Haran, and then all the way down to the promised land, Canaan, and even into Egypt. Hundreds of miles of journey. And as we read that encounter with God, it is amazing how many times he speaks into their lives. Revelation after revelation. Of what? God's power, his love. Just going to use one example. Just step into the shoes of Abram, who became Abraham. And here he is lamenting with God, saying, God, I have no children. God's response? Look to the sky. Count the stars. That's how many descendants you're going to have. How would you have responded? What? I haven't got anybody. And you're saying to me, that's going to be the number of my descendants. How? How possible? Well, we know from Scripture, Abraham becomes the father of Israel, the founder of Israel. And through the Jews comes Jesus. And he's a blessing unto the nations. So we see that fulfilled. And that took place as Abraham and Sarah journeyed with God. But what about the Israelites themselves? Their journey from captivity in Egypt to the promised land. Wow. Read that again. And see how often God interacts with them. What does he show them? He delivers them from danger. The army's chasing them, and he parts the sea and lets them through. Wow. What would have you thought if you were one of those Israelites? This is an amazing God. How about providing manna? Incredible. So we see God's power, his provision, his protection, and his love and faithfulness. All of that on their journey with God. It's a road they were walking. Yes, they went round in circles at times, but nonetheless, it was a journey. But what is the most significant journey in the Bible? Anybody going to venture an answer? The one we're in right now, folks, Holy Week. Holy Week. We started with Palm Sunday. What was Palm Sunday all about? Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, on the road into Jerusalem. And we know what happened in Jerusalem. A whole lot of things. And eventually we find Jesus and the disciples walking another road into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was betrayed by Judas. What happened? Back into the courts. Tried, convicted, sentenced to death. Then that dreadful road up the hill to Golgotha, the place of the skull, carrying his own cross. What kind of road was that? Terrible. Then we find Jesus on the cross. And when he has said, it is finished, and he dies, does his body remain? No. Joseph Arimathea takes Jesus' body and goes along a path or a road and places it where? In the tomb. That's a journey. But now let's move 3 days later. Lots of activity again around the tomb. We heard it just now. And we saw parts of it being demonstrated. Mary and Mary. We don't know on which account you want to take. But the Marys run to the tomb. What do they find? An empty tomb. What do? Run back to the disciples. The tomb's empty. And what do they say? Really? We have to see this for ourselves. Run back to the tomb again. It's people constantly on the move. But think for a moment what happens with every one of those journeys. They get touched and impacted. Because what they find is something they don't expect. And that is the whole reason for this morning's message, to say the journey that we're on, the road that we're on with Jesus, he impacts us moment by moment. There's so much going on here on earth, yes, but in the spiritual realm. So this journey of Jesus, absolutely incredible. It starts with him coming into Jerusalem, going off to Gethsemane, back into town, as it were, back to the cross, to the tomb. But here's the amazing thing. He's risen. We all said that. So where did he go to? Well, he showed himself to hundreds of people over the next period of time to show that he's alive, so that people may believe that. But it doesn't end there. We'll pick up that a little bit later. But I want to now switch to the actual banners to help us walk that road and to again capture how amazing and how powerful and loving our God and our Father is. So if we're going to ask for the first slide to come up. Now remember, Jesus is now risen, but that's the Marys or somebody going to the tomb. Now look at that just for a moment, and what do you see around the tomb? Light. Now that light may depict the early morning, the sunrise, but that may very well be the presence of God. Shekinah, manifestation of that presence. The power of God there, because what's he doing? He's raising Jesus from death to life. There's power in that picture. The road leads there. Nana, could we have the second picture, please? What do we have there? We see three people walking along a road. Two of them just being people walking, talking about all these things that have been happening in Jerusalem. And who joins them? Jesus. Think about that. They're on a road. They're going somewhere. Jesus joins them. Listen to what they said a little later. Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? See, those folks on the road to Emmaus encountered Jesus. What did he do? He taught them. He opened their minds to some level of understanding of the scriptures. Wow! Only God can do that. And he does that on the road. Third slide, please. You know? That is a picture, in case you can't recognize it, of Saul, who became Paul, and his conversion on the road to Damascus. What happened? Here was this man who hated the Christ followers, detested them. He encounters Jesus and upside down. Loves Jesus, follows him faithfully, writes a great portion of the Bible. How did that happen? And what do we see there? Did Jesus condemn him? No, he saved him. Grace upon grace. This is our amazing God. So he pours out his love and his grace into Saul, who's completely changed, transformed into somebody who follows Jesus faithfully. Then finally, if we could have the fourth picture. Thanks, Nana. Wow. Wow, folks. This is another dimension altogether. Look at that carefully. Can you remember in the scriptures we are told about the narrow gate? Who goes through the narrow gate? Those who love the Lord, who follow him into heaven. There's the narrow gate and the road leading through. But have a look where it goes to. The cross on top of the hill, a prominent place. So it should be, because what happened on the cross? Jesus died for the sins of the world. So that light that you see around the cross, just think about that for a moment. The power of God at work, undoing the forces of darkness. And it's through that power of God on the cross. Remember when Jesus said, "It is finished"? It's finished. We have been rescued from the domain of darkness. We are no longer in chains from sin. We are free in Christ because of what happened on the cross. And who did that? God. That's the light, the power of God around the cross. But what up? Just outside the cross area was the tomb. It wasn't far away. Same vicinity. What happened there? The resurrection of Jesus. That same light around the cross may very well depict the power of God raising Jesus to life. And we all go, wow, this is incredible. Look how powerful that is. Look where the road goes. It goes to the cross and through the cross. Look where it goes, into the sky. What's that called? The highway to heaven. How about that? The highway to heaven. And you know there's some good news about that highway? It's not a toll road. You don't have to pay. Jesus has paid everything. All he calls is for us to believe in him, follow him, and he'll take us there. Wow. Is our God good? Absolutely amazing God. Yeah, Lord. He's paid the price for all our sins and made a way back into a right relationship with God. How precious is our Lord and our Savior. So in conclusion, some questions for you to reflect on. Are you journeying with Jesus? Are you on the road with him? What road are you walking at this time in your life? Here's the key. Is it the road the Lord is calling you to walk? Where he is the good shepherd going before you. And where your eyes are fixed on him and him alone. Because he is so good. And his plans for you and for me are good, pleasing, and perfect. And will result one day in us following him to heaven where we will live together eternally. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your self-sacrificial love. For laying your life down for us. For paying the price for our sins. Thank you for defeating death through your resurrection, and for your precious gift of eternal life. Thank you, Lord God, that we can live in hope because of you and all that you have done for us and all your incredible promises. Help us by the power of the Holy Spirit to love you more deeply, follow you faithfully, and serve you whenever and wherever we possibly can, and always to the glory of our God. Amen.